Jerry Bader Show, 952-406-1360, 888-455-1360. When Paul Ryan unveiled his poverty plan, many saw it as a move to the left, or at least to the center, because unlike other proposals, it didn't in any way shrink government. It didn't involve cuts. It involved a rethink of how we're using money to not just continue the hammock, but to enable people. Clearly based on emails and the one call we received, there are skeptics. There is suspicion that Paul Ryan is simply trying to moderate in preparation for a run in 2016. I don't think that's entirely fair. And I don't, however, think the perception is entirely unfair. What Paul Ryan is trying to focus on is that big government, not people, are the problem. Here's my problem with that. I don't think it's entirely true. He is right in this regard. Makers versus takers was overly broad. And it was. But I think some people are part of the problem. Now, you can even argue that it is a culture into which they were born and raised, where I call it an entitlement mentality. By the way, it knows no race. An entitlement mentality, where the government help has always been there and is always going to be there, and they're okay with it. I think you do have to change those people and that mentality. When I say those people, I speak of no race. I speak of a subset of the population that are takers. And maybe for political expediency, he shouldn't have said makers and takers, but there are takers. And what he is saying is, well, that, you know what? That was wrong because that included people who have legitimate needs. Okay, that may be true. And again, it might have been politically tone deaf, but it wasn't entirely false. I will agree with Ryan that it was somewhat false, but it certainly wasn't entirely false. There are people who are very comfortable living off the government. And you can go ahead and shrink government, but you need to change their worldview. And you need to break that cycle. Essentially, what he's saying is you break that cycle by shrinking government. Okay. Or not even by shrinking government, but reassigning how we deal with them. But that would take generations. The people benefiting right now, and there are takers, and we can't deny that there are legitimate takers. That's what I see as an issue here with what Ryan is pushing. Marilyn in Appleton. Marilyn, go ahead.
Yeah, I would just like to say that I think you're absolutely right that there are some takers, but the key to his article, I believe, is that there are people that need help, and if the money given from the government is given to the states and they manage it and oversee the programs that are put out there to help people, that's where it would be helpful.
Yeah, so
I get people that are generational takers, get them to realize, I can do things, I can work, and then that, you know, makes them want to work. You know, I brought up my son as a single mother and got help from a program called CETA, which is no longer, but it was designated for school, and I went back, finished my college degree, and have been, you know, very successful.
This is where I fall between, thanks for the call, Marilyn, I got to let you run. This is where I fall between listeners and Paul Ryan. I agree, and I think there is much to recommend about his poverty plan. I disagree with those who say it's gobbledygook. Where I disagree is that just changing what government does will change people's hearts and minds. I'm not so sure about that. I'm not. I want to read Lee's email quick. I think Paul's piece in the Wall Street Journal is pretty good. In a way, many of the takers are victims in that they have been given benefits their whole life, so why would they learn self-reliance? But they're going to have to, and just changing government won't do it. That's my point. Another point, I always find it funny when a conservative always puts the stipulation that the military takers are okay to get government benefits, like your friend's email. I agree that combat veterans are entitled to every penny of government assistance that is available to them, but non-combat vets get a lifetime of benefits for not putting their life on the line is a little ridiculous. I disagree because you take that chance when you enlist. I disagree with that. All of the government's welfare programs are flawed, including the military's, and this. At this point, any change to the welfare system would be great. Something needs to be tried. Great show. Something does need to be tried. And I'm not saying he's completely off base. He's got to be more honest than it is. You're going to have to tell some people some things they don't want to hear. It's 9:58.
For all things Jerry Bader, jerrybadershow.com.